Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, azamallah lakum al-ajr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your grief and mourn. These are the days of the remembrance of the passing of As-Sayyidah Fatima al-Ma'suma alayhi salam, the daughter of Imam al-Kadhim, the sister of Imam al-Ridha, and the aunt of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. With me today to talk about this ceremony or this anniversary is my brother Sheikh Muhammad. Sheikh, salamun alaikum. Thank you for joining us.
Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me. Azamallah lakum al-ajr. Alhamdulillah that we have this opportunity in this sorrowful day to talk about Fatima al-Ma'suma salawatullah alayha and to remember what she went through and to learn from the holy life of this figure.
Now, Sheikhna, me and you live in Qom, and yes, those who live in Qom know her. And there's this status that we put her as Karima to Ahlul Bayt, yes, the most generous of Ahlul Bayt, and Waliyatul Na'ma, the owner of blessings. And it's because of what we see and what we feel when we visit her and the blessings that arrive upon us or that were given to us because of her.
Yes.
And this is something felt between the Shias inside of Qom. So what do you have, my brother, to put for us and for those who do not know Sayyidah Ma'sum, yes, alayhi salam that very well?
Looking through the history, unfortunately, there's not much information about, as you said, about the women of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And this is because of the strict protection of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam.
It's not something very new.
Yes.
It's something available even at the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, where his neighbor said that 17 years I lived beside Amir al-Mu'mineen, I did not know he had a daughter.
Yes. And that's pretty much the lifestyle of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam when they looked towards their women and the wives they had, the daughters they had. So this was their chosen way, alhamdulillah. Well, but about some of the figures that God has especially bolded and has made known for the people, because there's going to be good knowledge received and derived out of it, and it's going to have good influence on people. For example, Fatima al-Zahra salallahu alayha was one of these women and the best woman on earth. And we know something about her, right? It's not like other women which we don't know anything, because we should know and we should accept, we should follow and submit. About the life of Fatima al-Ma'suma salawatullah alayha, even the day she was born or the day she passed away or let's say was martyred, I will go through what happened to the caravan Fatima al-Ma'sum salawatullah alayha, and we see that it was something much more likely to...
It's like a homicide, you could call,
yes,
it. It's like a murder.
Yes, yeah, like a murder, to be poisoned. So, after the martyrdom of her father, Imam Kazim salawatullah alayhi, Bibi Ma'sum was so young, and in that time, there's a narration that Sayyidah Ma'suma salawatullah alayha did not get married.
Yes.
There are some interpretations for that idea, why it didn't happen. One of the things to say here is the fact that if she would have lived longer, she could have found, for example, a good husband or to get married to. So one of the kind of interpretations or explanations on this fact is
that she lived a short life.
That,
right?
Yes, she lived a short life. The other one is the fact that she did not have any worthy man.
And that's how Imam,
yes,
Kadhim alayhi salam stated himself,
yes,
when asked that question.
Yes. So there were no worthy men for her to get married to. So in the history we see the movement of Fatima al-Ma'suma salawatullah alayha from Medina to Khorasan to see her brother, right? So she moves with a caravan of the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, to take the daughter of Imam alayhi salam to the destination, which is a very important task. So when they come to Iran and they're gonna pass a city called Save, right? The enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, yes,
no, it's,
it's
like
nearly a village.
To this day,
now,
it's a village, right?
It's more of a village. It's,
yeah,
near a city, but it's not a, complete and big city. It's village-like, yes. So the enemies of Ahlul Bayt, la'natullah alayhim, they took the caravan by surprise and attacked it and killed all of the people, all of the men who were supporting and who were walking beside,
with the caravan,
who were taking the caravan of the daughter of the Imam Qasim salawatullah alayhi, to the destination, which was visiting Imam Riza alayhi salam in Khorasan, right? So all of the men were murdered. And it is narrated that Bibi Masuma salawatullah alayha was poisoned also. So she herself, it's been narrated that she said, I want to go to Qom, because my father has told me that Qom is a city full of our lovers. And people who support us are in the city. I want to go to the city. And also the people of Qom heard this, and they loved Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. They opened their arms and they accepted the daughter of Imam Qasim.
Musa al-Ash'ari who put on his
Yes. Musa ibn Khazraj.
Musa ibn Khazraj.
Al-Ash'ari, yes. So Bibi Ma'asumah salawatullah alayha came Qom 17 days in the house of Musa ibn Khazraj, lived there 17 days, and after that passed away. Now, this act of welcome by the people of Qom is something very noteworthy, because the lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have been doing this to the members of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and I think there's so much to talk about this, inshallah.
We have to take a short break. Thank you very much, Sheikh. Now, brothers and sisters, please stay tuned, and until we come back, please join us again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you guys for rejoining, guys. We are talking about the passing of As-Sayyida Fatima al-Ma'suma. And we left off with Sheikh Muhammad talking about where she stayed and remained in Qom when she arrived in Qom. And of course, in these days, they call that house Baytun Nur, the house of light.
Yes.
And of course, that place where she lived in is called Maidun Mir. And we were neighbors of that place very well.
Yes.
It's a very nice place actually to live in. So we left off over there, and the way that the Shia, the followers, the companions of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, welcomed Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam when she entered Qom. And
yes,
we had to take a short break after that.
Yes, so the people welcomed Bibi Fatima al-Ma'sum salawatullah alayha with open arms, very kind. And it is the way that it should have been, because such figure in Islam is worthy to be welcomed this way. Now, why people of Qom accepted and welcomed the sons of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam so warmly and so kindly? That's because the virtues of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and their offsprings, their sons, their daughters, have been widespread among the people, especially among the people of Qom, which all of them nearly were Shia, right, in that time, and very strong believers of Shia. So, you know, talking about these virtues, we go to our next step of our discussion, which is knowing how virtuous and how pious was Bibi Fatima al-Ma'suma salawatullah alayha. Because when we take a look at the sons and daughters of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we see that not all of them are at the same level, right? We have many sons and daughters of Ahlul Bayt, you know, the grandsons and also even other children of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, which have been murdered by the enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam among different places of earth, especially in different cities of Iran, right? Which we call them Imamzadeh, mm-hmm. right? So only few in the childs of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam had straight and narrated ziyarat supplications from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, talking about their standing. Mm. Because it is very important to receive a narration from infallible Imam alayhi salam to describe a person, to describe, for example, his child or the children of other Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Because when we take a look at this fact, we don't know everything and we don't know the exact standings of people. We do respect and we do love the children of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, but we don't know which of them are greater in the eyes of God, which of them have better standings. Because, there have been some exceptions also in the children of Ahlul Bayt where they went a little astray in the history. For example, the brother of Imam Askari alayhi salam, Ja'far al-Kadhab, right?
Yes.
Which in the history is narrated that he drank wine also.
He plotted against Imam Mahdi alayhi salam,
wanted to be put in the place of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam as the next successor of Imam Askari alayhi salam, and things like this. But about only it's narrated in the history that two women figures have received direct narrations of ziyarah supplication from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, Fatima al-Zahra salam alayha and Fatima al-Ma'sum. And it tells us the highest standings of Fatima al-Ma'sum salam alayha.
Her status in the eyes of Imam.
In the eyes of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Now, to know her more, we need to go and step into the ziyarah, into the lines of ziyarah, to see that how she has been described. And what do we want in this ziyarah? What do we supplicate? What do we tell God in this ziyarah? Before going into the ziyarah supplication and to the lines, we see some narrations from Imam Jawaz salawatullah alayhi, for example, or Imam Rizal salawatullah alayhi, which they very shortly, but very in a very rich way, describe Fatima al-Ma'sum salawatullah alayha. For example, Imam Jawad salawatullah alayhi says, "Man zara ammati biqum falahu al-jannah." Right? It's like a short sentence, but it has a lot of meaning. It's pregnant with very deep meanings in religion. If you are a person of study and research, you understand that a simple fact that when you go on a pilgrimage to visit the shrine of Fatima al-Ma'sum salawatullah alayha, right? Imam Jawad alayhi salam says, if you do this, in return of this effort that you have took, God will give you heaven. Now what that means, that you are visiting a shrine, you are trying to talk, you are trying to have more relation with Fatima al-Ma'sum salawatullah alayha, and you count her as one of those owners of blessings, one of those people who are like in the place after imams, right? Like the agents of imams, alayhim as-salam.
Altogether, she's a holy figure, and
yes,
well respected and sacred.
We have had many holy figures, as you say, in the history, but only a few of them have had this much virtue that when you go to visit their shrine, when you try to have relationship with them and talk to them, you know, establish some connection, this connection is so purifying that in return of that, God opens the gateways of heaven for you. And heaven is the most prized blessing that God is going to give anyone. Yes, in the heaven there are different levels, yes. But
just
heaven
the factor,
itself,
the
yes.
Itself, yeah.
The concept that you take the most prized blessing and reward that God can give to you by this way. And it means visiting the shrine of Fatima al-Ma'sum salawatullah, ziyarah of her is so purifying. So purifying. It's not just a simple walk to the shrine, just a simple supplicating, reading some sentences, and then touching the shrine, and then coming back and nothing happening. No, it's not like that. If it was like this, Imam Jawad alayhi salam and also Imam Rizal alayhi salam, they wouldn't have put this much virtue on it.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. Unfortunately, our time has finished, and we will continue, inshallah, coming shows. Brothers and sisters, like we stated, we will continue talking about these sorrow days and about Sayyidah Fatima al-Ma'sum alayhi salam. So please join us on another holy grief from now until then. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah.